Good afternoon to all. This is Ian Nunes speaking, IR Manager of Tegma. Welcome to the conference call to discuss the earnings concerning the first quarter of 2026. This conference call is being recorded, and the replay may be accessed in the company's IR website. We inform that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the presentation, after which we will have the Q&A session when further instructions to participate will be provided. For those listening in English, we have in the chat the link to the presentation in English, so you can follow because we will be showing only the version in Portuguese. I'd like to give the floor now to Mr. Nivaldo Tuba, who will begin the presentation. Nivaldo, you may proceed.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Nivaldo Tuba speaking, CEO of Tegma. And on behalf of the entire company, I thank you once again for participating in our earnings conference call. With me here are Ramon Pérez, our CFO and IRO, as well as Ian Nunes, our Investor Relations Executive Manager. As usual, we start our presentation on slide two, where you can find our disclaimer regarding forward-looking statements. Firstly, I'd like to share that we are pleased and proud to report that the company's stock has been included for the first time in the ISE portfolio, B3's Corporate Sustainability Index, which comprises companies recognized for their commitment to the three ESG pillars. This result demonstrates our commitment to sustainable growth, investing in concrete strategies that increase efficiency while reducing environmental impact, alongside building increasingly robust governance and promoting an inclusive and diverse workplace environment. Now, moving to slide four, let's look at the main indicators for the automotive market. In the first quarter of 2026, such as domestic sales, which posted robust growth of around 16%, as shown in the top graph. This performance is the result of promotional conditions offered by automakers and dealerships, increased auto loans, unemployment, which remains low, and increasing consumer confidence. Sales in March 2026 were the highest for the month of March since 2013. Below, on the left, we see that local production grew 7%, reaching 601,000 units produced. This number mainly reflects a higher number of vehicles licensed and registered. We also see the 18% drop in exports next to the production chart, which was due to a decline in purchases from Argentina. Slide five addresses the operating indicators for the Automotive Logistics Division. We see that the number of vehicles transported, both domestically and exported, increased by 6.9% in the quarter, reflecting a market share of 22.3%, down half a percentage point year over year. This performance is the result of key customers growing at a slower rate than the market. It is worth noting that Toyota, a major customer of ours, has not yet regained its position in the national sales ranking following the extreme weather event that affected its engine plant. On the other hand, average distance was up 11%, reflecting longer domestic trips. After these highlights, and I'll turn the floor to our CFO, Ramon Pérez, who will talk about our results, cash flow, and other indicators. Ramon, please.
Good afternoon, everyone. As can be seen in the top chart, net revenue in the first quarter 2026 was 480 million BRL, with a 22% increase over the same quarter last year on the back of a higher number of vehicles transported, longer average distance traveled, as well as a 59% growth in the fast line operations. The bottom chart, the division's EBITDA margin in Q1 was 13.7%, down 1.6 percentage point year on year. This result reflects a decline in yard management services, which last year benefited from additional demand from clients due to excess inventory. In addition, we experienced the idle capacity at yards dedicated to storing imported vehicles, which we estimate will begin arriving in the second quarter of 2026. Other relevant factors included the impact of changes to ICMS tax credits, which have been in effect since Q3 25 and will have a permanent effect, as well as peaks in vehicle handling in the northern region, which led to additional river transportation costs. Lastly, the significant and sudden increase in diesel prices in March, on account of the conflict in the Middle East, caused a mismatch in price pass-through between suppliers and certain clients who had not yet formalized price adjustments by March 31st. This had a temporary negative impact on Q1 2026 results, and we provide further details on this matter in the earnings release. The Integrated Logistics Division posted net revenue of 41 million BRL, down 10% year-on-year due to the partial loss of a major chemicals transportation contract, as announced in Q2 25. But this has been partially mitigated by new contracts and the expansion of services provided to existing customers. As shown in the bottom graph, EBITDA margin increased to 2.8 percentage points year-over-year, a reflection of lower expenses as well as non-recurring revenue. With regard to GDL, net revenue for the quarter was 53 million BRL, 21% lower than in Q1 25, driven by a decline in the volume of parts and components stored, a reduction in the number of vehicles stored and handled, as well as currency appreciation, which reduced the revenue from bonded warehousing activities. This factor, combined with the idle capacity of yards leased since 2025 to handle the high volume of vehicles imported and expected through the end of June 26, the date of the last increase in import taxes on electrified vehicles in Brazil, explains the 77% drop in net income and the decline in net margin to 5.8% in Q1, as shown in the chart on the left. It is important to emphasize that we expect full utilization of GDL's facilities during a likely peak of imports in the second and third quarters 26. The decision to maintain these leased facilities is in line with the strategic vision for the market where Tegma operates. Now talking about Tegma's consolidated results, we recorded net revenue of 521 million BRL, up 18% year-on-year, mainly explained by the performance of the Automotive Logistics Division and growth of its operating indicators. EBITDA grew 8% in Q1 26, although EBITDA margin declined in the quarter due to weaker operating results in the Automotive Division, offset by a 13% reduction in expenses. Taking into account the reduction in equity income and increase in financial expenses, given the high distribution of earnings in the previous quarter, net income declined by 11%, closing at 39 million. Moving on to slide 10, the chart on the left shows the cash to cash cycle at the end of Q1, which was 43 days. With no significant delays in collections identified, CapEx for the quarter was 12 million BRL due to land improvements in the partial payment for the purchase of a plot of land in Camaçari totaling 5.8 million. Also, the revitalization and improvement of the company's own fleet totaling 1 million and the purchase of software licenses, including for the ERP system amounting to 2.8 million. The company's free cash flow was positive 71 million, a lower level than that generated in the same period last year, resulting from lower working capital releases, higher capital expenditures invested, CapEx, and the company's lower net income for the period. On slide 11, we present a detailed view of Tegma's capital structure. In the chart, On the left, we can see that the company's cash now stands at 184 million BRL, which exceeds gross debt repayments for the coming years, resulting in a net cash of 59 million. The company's gross debt reached 125 million BRL at an average cost of CDI plus  1.34%, with 60% of the debt maturing by 2027. As for profitability indicators, due to all the effects mentioned before, both the company's ROIC and ROE were lower in the first quarter, with return on invested capital at 30.4% and return on equity of 25.3%. On the right, we show the history of dividends and interest on equity paid. No announcements were made regarding dividend payment this year, as an extraordinary distribution took place in December 2025. On the next slide, slide 13, as shown in the top chart, we see our share performance compared to the Ibovespa Index and the Small Caps Index. Taking last year's closing price as base zero, we believe this underperformance can be attributed to the uncertainties arising from the international geopolitical context and its impact on global supply chains. Thus, as shown in the top chart, Tegma continues to trade at multiples slightly below its historical average. With that, I would like to thank everyone once again for your participation and interest in the company. And now, I'd like to start the question and answer session.
Thank you, Ramon. We will now start the Q&A session for investors and analysts. If you would like to ask a question, please press the raise hand button. If your question has been answered, you can leave the queue by clicking lower hand. If you want to also to ask a question in writing, please type your question in the Q&A field at the bottom of the screen. Please hold as we wait for questions and collect the questions. Apparently, this is unprecedented. We did not receive any questions. That's perhaps a sign that the earnings release was very well explained. So now, I will turn the floor back to Nivaldo for his final statements. Nivaldo?
All right, Ian. Very well. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us in this conference call and to discuss the results of Q1 2026. And rest assured that we're starting Q2 2026 with a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of confidence in the automotive market, always working to achieve better and better results for all of us. I wish you all the best. Thank you very much.